This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. A New York judge on Tuesday delayed Donald Trump's sentencing for his hush money conviction until September 18th, after the former U.S. president asked for a chance to argue he should be immune from prosecution. Based on Monday's Supreme Court ruling, former presidents have limited immunity. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
Prosecutors with Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg's office said earlier on Tuesday that Trump's argument was, quote, without merit, but agreed to delay the sentencing to give Trump the chance to make his case. In a written ruling, New York Justice Juan Merchant said he would rule on Trump's request by September 6th, with sentencing to follow less than 2 weeks later, should the judge decide to uphold the conviction. A New York jury found Trump guilty on 34 counts relating to the illegal concealment of payments to Stormy Daniels in an effort to buy her silence about what she says was a sexual affair with a former reality TV star. Trump pleaded not guilty and denies the affair.
Zachary Goldman from Reuters. The death toll from a stampede at a Hindu religious congregation in Uttar Pradesh in northern India has risen to 121. The police report said the number of people present was more than triple the permitted capacity. The victims include 108 women and 7 children. Jamaican Prime Minister Andrew Holness urged citizens to take shelter as Hurricane Beryl headed towards the island as a powerful Category 4 storm on Tuesday.
Jamaica must take this hurricane seriously.
Beryl is expected to be a hurricane when it passes near Jamaica and the Cayman Islands later this week. Venezuela's President Nicolas Maduro said on Tuesday at least 3 people have died and 4 others are missing after Beryl moved across the Caribbean coast. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Opponents of France's national rally stepped up their bid to block the far-right party of Marine Le Pen from power on Tuesday as more than 200 candidates agreed to pull out of this weekend's runoff election, according to local media reports. Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen has more.
The dropouts include those who finished in third place in the first round of voting, and they are quitting the race as part of a strategy to create a Republican front to block the anti-immigrant Eurosceptic party. Le Pen's party came out well ahead in Sunday's first round vote after President Emmanuel Macron's gamble on a snap election backfired, leaving his centrist camp in a lowly third-place position behind the national rally and a hastily formed left-wing alliance. Still, it was far from clear national rally could win the 289 seats needed for a majority.
Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen. Migrants, police, officials, and analysts say President Joe Biden's halt on asylum has caused a wait-and-see attitude among migrants who are staying in Brazil. The country saw waves of immigrants passing through to North America in the first part of the year. However, when Biden said he was going to crack down, people began staying in Brazil instead of heading to Latin America. Brazil allows residents of its 10 neighboring nations to stay visa-free for up to 2 years. The U.S. government is paying Moderna to develop a pandemic flu vaccine. AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
Moderna is getting $176 million from the Department of Health and Human Services to accelerate development of a pandemic influenza vaccine that would be used to treat bird flu in people. Officials say the project can be quickly redirected to target another form of influenza if a different threat than the H5N1 form of bird flu emerges. That virus was detected earlier this year in dairy cows, and 3 people have been infected. But officials say the threat to the general population remains low. Mike Hempen, Washington.
The head of an elite unit of Bolivia's armed forces has been arrested by police and accused of providing snipers to support last week's failed military coup against President Luis Arce and his government in La Paz, and will be held in prison for 6 months during the investigation. Russia's defense systems destroyed 10 air drones that Ukraine launched at Russian territory, as well as 2 sea drones heading in the direction of a Black Sea port, the Russian Defense Ministry said. It has since warned people to avoid the port and the beach areas. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.